Manila Press presents Bear Woman, written by Carolina Ramqvist and read by Sophie Aldred. Translation by Saskia Vogel. Judging from your words, said Simontault, it would seem that men delight in hearing evil spoken about women, and I am sure that you reckon me among men of that kind. I therefore greatly wish to speak well of one of your sex, in order that I may not be held a slanderer by all the rest. I give you my place, said Ennasuite, praying you withal to control your natural disposition, so that you may acquit yourself worthily in our honour. Forthwith, Simontault began. "'Tis no new thing, ladies, to hear of some virtuous act on your part, which, methinks, should not be hidden, but rather written in letters of gold, that it may serve women as an example, and give men cause for admiration at seeing in the weaker sex that from which weakness is prone to shrink. I am prompted, therefore, to relate something that I heard. Marguerite de Navarre, Tale 67, Heptameron, 1559. I've realised that this story has neither a beginning nor an end. I'll write that it begins with death, because it's all I'm sure of. Her father dies, and she is left alone. That is all I know. In those early days, I would imagine a drawing whenever I thought of her. Little did I know that a drawing of her on the island did in fact exist. The one in my mind's eye was different, sloppily rendered in black ballpoint pen on a wrinkled piece of paper. It would visit me, along with the thought of her. The island a crooked little circle, and alongside it a curved line, marking the border between the surrounding water and the mainland. Presumably this had to do with the incredible nature of the whole story, or at least how I interpreted it the first time I heard it. A friend had recounted it for me, a brief summary. Maybe the two of us weren't alone, but I can't remember. It's been a while now. When I look up from the computer and over at my children, fast asleep in another room while I'm out here writing this, I can tell by their faces and bodies just how many years have passed since then. I notice it every day in the words they use, the games they play, and how their fingers move across their screens, and how they no longer shout when they need something, but rather they come to me. Anyway, my friend had found this story in a book she'd had for ages, an anthology about female survivors throughout history. We were sitting in a cafe we used to go to, and she took it out of her overstuffed handbag and showed me. I don't remember if it was light or dark outside, and I don't remember what I said or thought right then. My memory is unreliable, and I think this applies to others too. We remember what we want to remember as we want to remember it, and allow ourselves to forget the rest. We forget the people who aren't important to us. We forget things we've done and said that other people will remember forever. And we forget what others have said and done to us. I remember my friend talking about Marguerite de la Roque, but I don't think she was calling her by name. The name I would give her myself didn't come to me until later, when I was walking home through the snow. I remember looking down at the table between us, at the cups and water glasses and phones we'd put there. Thinking about it now, it's possible that one of us might have taken a paper and pen and sketched out the island and its geographical location on Earth, or perhaps that drawing had never existed. I could have constructed my memory of it in retrospect. Maybe it was there on the table. Maybe not. But for a long time, that drawing was the first thing I saw when I thought of Marguerite, before what was in my mind's eye became a kind of representation of reality. As I was imagining reality had been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?